All right, I'm here at iPhone Dev Camp with
Chris Messina.
And I hear that you're one of the organizers of the event.
I am a co-organizer, yes.
Okay, so can you tell us a little bit about the whole BarCamp concept, the things that you mentioned at the commencement, and how this came about, your involvement, and specifically how iPhone Dev Camp came around?
Yeah, sure. So, if we go back, BarCamp itself is about 3 years old now, almost, as of August. And the original event was sort of done on a lark. My friend Tantek Selig basically came up with this idea of, there's this event, Foo Camp, which was Friends of O'Reilly, Tim O'Reilly event, exclusive, invite only. Really interesting event, but of course, not every time everybody can be invited back. And so there were unfortunately some folks who weren't excited about not being invited back, and so they kind of made a stink in the blogosphere. And some of us who were new to the area and kind of new to the whole scene thought, well, why are they complaining about this? Why don't we just do our own event? And so from Foo came Bar, and so that's how BarCamp basically came about. And the original event was organized literally in 6 days. I mean, from the point when we had no idea where we were going to hold it to, putting it out on blogs and finding a place through Places. We had no idea what we were doing, but we're like, we'll do it anyways. We'll see how it goes. We'll tell our friends and we'll have 10 people show up and it'll be a great time. And of course, that's not what happened. Right. We had, 300 people show up and we got some coverage in Wired and some other magazines. And then as a couple other events happened, it just kicked off this worldwide interest in sort of self-organized, loosely joined events that were part of this much larger idea of kind of this, I guess, open source event model. So I guess that's where BarCamp came from. iPhone Dev Camp is kind of an interesting idea. It's actually, the organizers, there's about, again, five of us, are primarily, BarCamp alums. We've been to BarCamps, either organized them or, participated and so on. And Raven Zachary actually sort of had the idea about 3 weeks ago and was like, hey, the iPhone's coming out, in a couple of weeks. Why don't we do something about it? We should gel a web development community around this. How do we do it? And so he sort of proposed this idea of iPhone Dev Camp and talked to me and my buddy Raven Whirly. And, we were like, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. So I Twittered that we were looking for a space because we had no idea. I was talking to folks at Yahoo and so on. And Dom, who works here at Adobe, actually stepped forward and said, hey, why don't we do something? So really kind of a great story, I guess, just because, it was an engineer, a QA engineer at Adobe, reading my Twitters, kind of totally grassroots, and it just kind of came together. So
cool. So do you have an iPhone? I noticed you have a BlackBerry there. Do you have an iPhone yet? Or
I don't. And actually, I don't know when and if I'll get one. I can't actually afford one yet. So
okay.
maybe I'll win one this weekend.
Oh, there you go. That's perfect. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about that contest. I know you mentioned at the commencement there. So how does one qualify to win an iPhone here today or this weekend?
Actually, I really love the model here. We were originally thinking that we would do it, you do a hack, you do a really cool app, and, you'll get a ticket. Or people will vote and you'll win something. But Chris Allen, who's actually a veteran of Mac Hack and is helping organize, had a really great suggestion that I think is a really positive one. And the idea is that there's about 30 of us staff, and we're all going to have these blue tickets, just circus tickets kind of things. And we're going to walk around, and as we find people who are doing good things, helping other people out, doing good work, or just being social and really adding something positive and contributing, not to sort of the competitiveness, but to the spirit of camaraderie, they'll get a ticket. The more tickets you get, the better chance you have of winning something.
Right.
And as well, on Sunday, if you've created a hack and you present on it, as you go to present, you'll also be getting a ticket.
Cool.
And so on Sunday evening around 5 p.m., we'll do the final drawings. And so at that point, it'll be somewhat random, but the people who have contributed the most to the event will actually have the most likelihood of actually winning.
Right.
So.
Oh, that sounds pretty exciting. Okay, and have you heard about ideas that people have for doing stuff here, what they want to hack together, what they want to put together? What are some of the most interesting ideas you've heard, or have you had any come by you yet?
It is early in the event so far.
Okay.
I've actually heard some interest in some of the hardware hacking stuff, which I hadn't really even thought about.
Okay.
And of course, that might lead to voiding of warranties and so on. But if that's what folks want to do, that's cool. I think there's just an interest in learning about what Safari is like on the iPhone, because it's kind of stripped down.
Yeah.
In particular, the event model is really different.
Right.
So you basically get clicking, and that's it. Your mouse down events are gone, and dragging and so on.
Yeah.
So some of the more technical things that make for really interactive websites aren't going to work right away.
Right.
So how do you deal with that? Is it a good idea to sort of create a separate version of your interactive app before something later happens, when an updated version of Safari comes out or something for the iPhone.
Very cool. Okay. And how many people do you have registered so far? I noticed there's quite a few in the wiki. And
yeah.
Are we expecting a huge crowd here?
Well, you know, I mean, we had no idea how many people we'd attract when we sort of started this thing.
Right.
But so far, we've got about 430 on the wiki. Last I checked maybe an hour or so ago. We've got about 100 people on Upcoming, maybe another 60 people on Facebook. So we've got good coverage. And, you know, tonight I think we've probably hit around 300.
Yep.
Over the weekend, you know, maybe we'll have 350 at any given time. But it's, you know, really great showing just on the first night. So,
right, no, and I definitely want to congratulate you, because I think, you know, the model itself is loose and the concept is still slightly vague in that people really don't know what to expect.
Yeah.
But still there's a huge gathering here, which says a lot about the popularity of BarCamp.
Yeah.
And definitely, you know, we've noticed events sprout up in Asia and Europe.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a great model, and I congratulate you.
Especially, you know, about that point, you know, as with most camps, this is a non-proprietary model, so anybody can take the idea of the model, the idea dev camp, whatever that means,
mm-hmm.
and I hope that it sort of turns into an educational thing.
Right.
Means that people can take this event and craft it into anything that they want. So a friend, a bar camper from Montreal, is actually interested in doing a kind of open mobile dev camp.
Hmm.
So as opposed to just the closed iPhone,
right.
you know, hardware
aspect. That's a good idea.
Let's try to open it up. As well, there's actually interest in an iPhone dev camp in Singapore. So we already have international interest, which is pretty exciting. So.
Yeah. And I think I may have read in the blogosphere about possibly doing an iPhone dev camp in D.C. Does that sound about right?
Yeah. There's interest down there. So
cool.
I wouldn't be surprised if the same kind of thing starts picking up elsewhere. You mentioned this event is very loose, and it's loose by design.
I think that
we kind of just bring together the right ingredients,
right,
and
just
hopefully there's enough chefs that know how to cook, and something interesting will come of it.
Right. Very cool. I know you were involved in the bar camp that we did at the Microsoft offices not too long ago. And what kind of involvement do you see? I know there's probably not a lot of Microsoft developers here, that kind of thing. So, and you know, especially with your perspective, how do you see Microsoft kind of playing a role in bar camps, or how do you think we can be more involved? Why would you encourage a .NET developer to come here, for example?
Well, I think that's a really great question. And I think, I kind of have an interesting relationship, I guess, with Microsoft from dealing with individuals and evangelists. And I think, you know, most Microsoft people that I've interacted with are fabulous people. They're really great. And I really would like to encourage them to come to any camp that they see.
Right. Just for the record, I was not forcing Chris to say that in any way, by the way. I'm not holding a gun up his head or anything when he said that.
No, but, you know, I mean, to be fair and to state my perspective more clearly, recently I did put a personal, and this is personal only, as in one person, a personal ban on accepting contributions from Microsoft Corporation, to events that I run. And there's a reason for that.
Okay.
In particular, I think the evangelists and the people from Microsoft that have attended events have created an enormous amount of goodwill and have really created great relationships with the BarCamp community, which represents a wide spectrum of people.
Right.
What Microsoft has done in certain ways in recent history has kind of gone contrary to the work of those individuals. And it concerns me that the work that those individuals are doing is being undermined by something that corporate sees as being more important. Because while we've been extremely surprised and happy at Microsoft's support of us, particularly hosting the events in San Francisco as well as elsewhere, and providing sponsorship throughout the world, the actions of some of the, you know, the corporate interests just go against that. And so we'd like to find a way of having an open dialogue and exchange with the folks within the Microsoft community at all levels to try to sort of rectify those differences and to see how can we, I guess, be a little bit more cooperative in the way that we do things so that, you know, my biggest concern and reaction was really around, I think, some of the patenting issues and some of the open source licensing issues and around GPL v3 and so on.
Right.
Where there's still a lot of contention. And I guess my interest is in my interest in actually being involved in this event and helping co-organize was to make sure that the open web technology aspect was really highlighted. The fact that the iPhone doesn't support Flash out of the box, I think, is actually a good thing because it pushes people to use open technologies like Canvas and SVG and so forth. So to the degree to which I can promote open technologies that are non-proprietary and royalty-free, that's where my interest lies.
Okay.
I won't speak for anybody else in the Barcamp community or whatever, but I do think that engaging on those levels and saying, well, okay, you know, we can create these great open source .NET toolkits or what have you, you know, and we want to put this out there and really play nice with everybody and open license stuff, awesome. And okay. I think having actually conversations about people's concerns or hesitations around doing that would be a great way to contribute to these kind of events.
Oh, fantastic. Well, thanks a lot for your input. I know you have a dozen things to do here, so sure. I'll let you get back to work. And if someone wants to get a hold of you or if they want to, what's the pointer to your blog or your Twitter?
So my blog is at factoryjoe.com. And I mean, I'm Factory Joe on just about every service,
okay,
so not hard to find.
Very cool. Thanks again, Chris.
Yeah, thank you.